Science Hero, Dr. Madan Kataria by Wendy Jewell. Dr. Madan Kataria, founder of the Laughter Club of India, has started a revolution of joy and laughter that's spreading around the world. This allopathic physician and ex-registrar of the Jasaic Hospital in Bombay and internal medicine and cardiology has thousands of people laughing their way to better health, more happiness, deeper friendships. The jovial medicine man from India has developed a new technique of laughter therapy based on yoga called laughter yoga. Dr. Kataria explains, in a nutshell, laughter yoga is a combination of self-induced laughter, yoga exercises, yoga breathing, and stretching exercises. With a little bit of playfulness, it turns into real laughter. Our body produces a similar response to what we get from spontaneous laughter. He said, the idea of a laughter club came to me like a divine light. In 1995, I was writing an article for my health magazine and remembered that laughter, the best medicine, from Reader's Digest, had always fascinated me. During his research for the article, Dr. Kataria discovered a large amount of scientific literature on the benefits of laughter on the human mind and body. I was very impressed by the American journalist Norman Cousins, whose book Anatomy of an Illness describes how he laughed his way out of an incurable disease of the spine, ankylosing spondylitis. Cousins said, what was significant about the laughter was not just the fact that it provides internal exercise for a person or a form of jogging for the innards, but that it creates a mood in which the other positive emotions can be put to work too. So while Dr. Kataria was thinking and pacing the floor of his apartment one morning at 4:30 a.m., it hit him. If laughter's so good, why not start a laughter club? Several hours later, he tried out the idea with the regulars at his local park, who initially reacted with, Doc, are you okay? Are you crazy? He eventually motivated four of them to start laughing in a corner of the park. Others laughed at the concept and ridiculed the idea that were converted when the health benefits were explained. Attendance grew, and the rest, as they say, is history. There are now hundreds and hundreds of laughter clubs all over the world, including India, USA, Canada, Sweden, Denmark, Italy, France, Malaysia, and Dubai. Since that fateful day in 1995, Dr. Kataria has been spreading his message to kids at school, prisoners in jail, homes for the elderly, everyday workers, and anyone who wants to feel better in general and have more fun in life. The director, Meera Nair, Vanity Fair Monsoon Wedding, shot a documentary about the laughter clubs of India, and some of the members had this to say. The thing with laughter is that I don't feel empty, and I don't think of the past so much. I don't get nervous. In Indian society, there are so many restrictions. They look after each other. If someone's absent, they call to see if everything is okay. They celebrate birthdays and tell each other stories. They are connected. According to Dr. Kataria's website, extensive research from all over the world has proven that laughter has a positive impact on various systems of the body. Laughter helps to remove the negative effects of stress, which is the number one killer today. More than 70% of illnesses like high blood pressure, heart disease, anxiety, depression, frequent coughs and colds, peptic ulcers, insomnia, allergies, asthma, tension, headaches, stomach upsets, and even cancer are related in some ways to stress. Laughter helps to boost the immune system, which is the master key for maintaining good health. A German psychologist, Dr. Michael Teitz, did a study that showed that in the 50s, people used to laugh 18 minutes a day, but today we laugh not more than 6 minutes a day, despite the huge rise in the standard of living. Children can laugh up to 300 times a day. But as they become adults, most of the laughter stops. All the more reason to join one of the free laughter clubs that are springing up all over the world. Go to www.laughteryoga.org and find a club near you, or start one yourself. Just a few more things. When my hero recently caught up with Dr. Kataria, this is what he had to say on a few topics. Laughter yoga is a new concept of laughing in a group without taking help of jokes or any other comedy. We begin with warm-up exercises like clapping, ho-ho, ha-ha-ha, chanting, followed by a variety of stimulated laughter exercises like greeting laughter, milkshake laughter, one-meter laughter, lion laughter, etc. When we laugh in a group, it turns into real laughter by making eye contact with other group members. Second part of laughter yoga is called laughter mediation, where we sit on the floor in silence and keep looking at each other, and then we start faking laughter for a few seconds until it flows spontaneously from deep within. Still, without using any type of humorous intervention, after a while, we lie down on the floor and allow the laughter to flow like a fountain. We're using laughter exercises with school children, as we found that children today are much more serious and less playful than a few decades ago. We're using playful laughter techniques with children. We do not use much philosophical aspect. Moreover, today children are facing much more stress during their studies. Laughter helps them to reduce their stress and get back to their playfulness. Dr. Kataria says he was born and brought up in the countryside with a farmer family. He observed that people in the countryside laugh for small things, and when I became a doctor, I found it much harder for educated and intellectual people to laugh. Their laughter comes more from their brain by making evaluations and judgment about what's funny, while innocent, hardworking people from the villages laugh from their heart like children. I could see clearly that I lost my capacity to laugh when I came to Mumbai and I found myself lost among 14 million people. It was on the 13th of March, 1995, when I was writing an article for my health magazine that I got the inspiration. If laughter's so good, why not start a laughter club? Initially, some of the medical doctors were skeptical, but as the laughter movement grew, it benefited many people with depression, anxiety, insomnia, and a variety of other illnesses. Then many doctors came to the laughter clubs and experienced laughter yoga. Now we have many doctors in our laughter clubs. Moreover, they recommend their patients to join the laughter clubs. More learned and learned intellectual people, psychologists, doctors, scientists, journalists, and CEOs of companies find it very hard to laugh. In short, all mind-centered and intellectually inclined people laugh very little. And finally, when asked about who his hero is, he said, "My hero is Mahatma Gandhi. He changed the lives of millions of people without any self-interest. He believed in simple living, hard work before independence. The weakness of India was that they could not fight with British forces, and he converted the weakness into a powerful weapon through nonviolence. He enrolled millions of people into his philosophy, which he practiced and believed in, and he achieved it." And the final message is, laugh for no reason.